It's Jeremy Garnett here, and we're looking at the Health Matters program right now, and it's a window into the program. I'd like to make welcome Sarah, who's you're a campaign manager of course, Making Smoking History. Tell us about that campaign.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks, Jeremy. Thanks for having me on. So Make Smoking History is a Cancer Council initiative. So I sit at the Cancer Council WA, and essentially what I do is manage the anti-smoking ads that you see on TV, on radio, online, all of that.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself and, how you got into that.
Well, I studied health promotion at Notre Dame a while back. I started out at Diabetes WA for a little while, and then I've been at Cancer Council for over 5 years now. So really enjoy working there.
Yeah. And, of course, I'd like to make welcome a young fellow by the name of Graham, who, of course, you've been, you're a star of this particular campaign. Tell us about yourself and a little bit about who you are and country.
Yeah, thanks, Jeremy. My name's Graham. I'm a Noongar Australian, and we used to smoke and drink from 14 years of age, and it had a big impact on my life. Wasted a lot of money, a lot of time. Yeah, so I realised it wasn't doing me any good. So I just sort of. It was time to quit.
Why have you made that decision? What was the reason and the catalyst for that?
Yeah, mainly because I was on my ad. I gave with my family, my mum and dad. They both died of cancer, and I had a couple of sisters. And I seen the impact that what it done to my nephews and to my brothers and sisters too, with mum and dad, and I just didn't want to put my own family through that too. My young kids, I've got a like young family. Was my son, he's 11, and me and him are very, very close, and he always tells me, "Dad, I love you," and I wouldn't want to leave him through cancer too early in my life.
Yeah. Now, Sarah, let's talk about the advertisement.
Yeah.
Is it reaching to our people?
Yeah, it's broadcast all over WA. It's on when we have radio ads. We try and get them onto Noongar Radio and some regional stations as well, ICTV and Galari TV as well. And it's pretty much, we want it to reach every single person in WA. So it's across, all of online media as well. We put some outdoor ads around. These particular ads, which Graham is in, feature four West Australians who have quit, with a main motivator being for the kids. So we also have Taryn, Levi and Jonna on TV at the moment as well, and they're all talking about how their kids motivate them to quit.
Yeah, and people are still smoking in WA, and what's happening within the Aboriginal community? Are we starting to sort of move into that direction of not smoking?
Yeah, well, smoking rates are coming down for everyone, but unfortunately it is reducing at a slower rate among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. It's in the general population in WA, it's about 11% prevalence of smoking, but it's around four times higher than that in amongst Aboriginal communities.
So there still need to be some work to be done.
Yeah, there's a lot of work to be done for sure.
Now, Graham, what are the benefits? I mean, you look very healthy.
No, thank you.
And of course, you would have noticed some benefits straight away, breathing, other things.
Yeah, breathing is a lot easier. I'm working in the shearing industry, and that's pretty strenuous sort of hard work. And I can do a full day's work now, and it's sort of not sort of lagging. Yeah, and being breathless, and sleep a lot better. Yeah, and no coughing.
What would you like to tell the community out there in regards to the change in you?
Yeah, I'd like to let our people know that there's great benefits in it by chucking away smoking, not just health, but money-wise. There's a lot more money you can spend on your children and going on holidays and things like that. That can benefit yourself and your family and ones in the community too.
I don't know I don't know what a pack of cigarettes would cost, but it would be in, say, 20 to 30 to to $40.
Yeah, a pack of 25s averages just over $25, about a dollar a stick at the moment, and it increases every year. In September, there's a price increase, and it's only getting more expensive, so, yeah.
And what about the deterrent with that? It hasn't deterred people, has it?
Tax is a pretty big deterrent for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, individual, you know, case by case, it varies, but finance is a major motivation to quit, along with family and health. So for a lot of people, seeing the prices keep rising.
So there have been some changes, believe in there.
Yeah.
Now, Graham, we're talking about the benefits of quitting, and these benefits is not only in your health, but the benefits that people are seeing what you've done. You're becoming a role model, even on television.
Yeah, I'd like to think that if it's impacting on people personally, I'd say it's a good thing. I'd like to see our people, you know, sort of help them, and if it can benefit their lives and make them, you know, sort of live a lot longer, and like sort of their health could get so much better if they just chuck away smoking.
Yeah. And what are some of the common barriers? And Sarah, you can come in on this one too as well. What are some of the barriers that people believe that face when they start to go into the mode of quitting?
When something stressful will arise, your first thing you'll look for a cigarette. Try and put yourself in a happy place. You know, sort of to try and take as much stress off yourself as possible for the first couple of weeks. Yeah, try and get into that happy place, and it's so much more easier. Yeah, but if you stress yourself out, well, you're going to tend to go back to smoking.
Yeah, do you find that going away from smokers as well? It's easy to go away from a situation, and some of the tips that you've done in order to be able to get to the point where you are.
Yeah, anybody who was smoking, I wouldn't go around them. Like for the offset of the smoking coming, like you're still breathing it in. So, yeah, the further the better. So, when someone was smoking, I'd sort of still love them, but yeah, you just sort of stand at a distance, and then they realise that you don't want to smoke anymore. So, yeah,
and consciously they do show respect, isn't it? When you start to take that action.
Yeah, I've found that even in the working industry, when we were working down south, in the work bus, we'd all be going out the shearing team, and they'd say, shearing contractor actually put a sign up, no more smoking, because of the head. Yeah.
Wow. Now, when you go, I suppose I'm going to say, when you think about what you've done, and you go back in time, what was your average smoking? You know, how many cigarettes a day would you have?
I'd go through probably a packet and more a day.
Packet a day.
Yeah, yep. And get on the grog. I used to drink too. And
wow.
Yeah, sometimes three packets a day. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, really terrible.
Did you think about the cost at that time?
No. Just didn't. Yeah. I don't know where I got them from, but it was always like it's always there, and you'd save your last dollar for a pack of cigarettes.
And of course, what they used to say in the shearing team: "Let's go for a smoko break."
Exactly. Yeah.
And of course, what you did, you go out there and you had a smoko break, and that's what they called it—a smoko break.
Yeah. Yep. And there's I don't know. That's where it came from. I think actually having a smoke and on the hour and whatnot.
Yeah, and of course there would have been a lot of barriers to overcome in the onset. Did you ever, when you stopped smoking, did you ever go back?
No, I never sort of actually.
So you went cold turkey, and then that's it.
Yeah, I went cold. I'd done it a couple of times beforehand.
Yeah,
but I always took it back up again. But this time, this is it. I've had enough. Yeah, and that was it.
Okay, there are people out there, and I say this again, there are people out there that are listening to Noongar Radio now, and the message that you'd like to tell some of our listeners, and they're on from the inside as well as on the outside as well, of prisons as well, what would you let them tell them how you went through this situation when it comes to quitting? What are some of the little bit of advice that you can give?
Yeah, the best advice is, like, once you make the decision and make the stand that you want to chuck the smoking away. Just sort of, like I say, sort of isolate yourself for a little while until you get, like, away from smokers, because there's always going to be family smoking. But try and put yourself in the place where you're not around it, and try and find something else in an activity or hobbies to take your mind off things. With your family, have more time with your children, and just talking to them and their response back to you, sort of, that helps a lot too. And very positive comments from the children and from all your family that can help you.
Yeah, Sarah Beasley, this the campaign make smoking history. Now you're a coordinator of that, and it is a worthwhile cause.
Yes,
and it's out there not only for Aboriginal people but the mainstream community as well.
Yeah, yep. For our targeted adult smokers in WA, so we are hoping that we can reach as many smokers as possible, but we also try and reach their family and friends, just to remind them how important it is to quit as well, or not to take up smoking. And also just to make them aware of how they can help someone who's trying to quit as well. So if they're, our website, makesmokinghistory.org.au, has ways you can help a loved one to quit as well. And it's really about letting them know that you're there for them. Some people make up kits to help them quit with stuff that could be useful, little games to keep your hands busy, mints and that sort of a thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of support on there for smokers and people who want to help people to quit.
It's like diversion, isn't it? Going into the diversionary processes.
The benefits is that you're just getting yourself more healthy, so you're diverging from a negative and you're turning it into a positive. So, yeah, it could be so much more beneficial for you for the rest of your life.
And what are some of those benefits? Because you're breathing, your health, you look younger, you know, and, you know, your skin's nice, and, you know, there are some of those benefits too.
Yeah, there is. It sort of takes that, the oldness, like, sort of out of your... Yeah. Lines in your eyes and that, and
yeah,
it sort of makes your skin sort of more firmer, and yeah, and if you just feel it within your body, that yeah, you can exercise a lot more, walking.
Did you see that? You noticed that straight away?
Yeah, actually.
How at what point?
Probably around about the third month. Yeah, I was able to walk a lot more, lot more further, and as I say, it's. When I used to smoke and work in the shearing shed, I'd feel very, very tired at the end of the day. But now, I'm still feeling fairly fit. Like,
you can do a couple of sheep a day, a couple of hundred.
I do a bit of pressing and that sort of work. Pressing, lifting the bales, and that is sort of a lot more. Yeah, a lot more energy.
So you've seen that as a benefit.
Yeah.
And Sarah, having Aboriginal people on the ad, it does mean that there's something that needs to be done within our community.
Yeah. We're the other thing that Aboriginal people might be interested to know is that the Quit Line has Aboriginal quit specialists as well. So if they're interested to have a yarn with someone on the Quit Line, or actually even some people don't like talking on the phone, but you can also have a chat on the web. If you go to the, not to confuse people, but it's the Cancer Council South Australia Quit Line. They actually have a pop-up on their website, and they, you know, do you want to chat now? And you can just talk to someone online about quitting as well, if you want to just maybe do that first before you talk to someone if you're not too keen on the phone. But they can also, you can register for a call back. The Quit Line can call you multiple times and check you're on track, give you ideas if you've run out of ideas, because Graham's done so well to quit after just a couple of attempts. A lot of people take, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 or more, and they might feel frustrated that they haven't quit yet, and they think, you know, I've tried everything. So I would say to them, well, why not give Quit Line a go and challenge them to think of something that you haven't tried yet.
Graham, have you used the Quit Line?
No. Yeah, just cold turkey, sort of. Just
maybe the advertisement must have worked for you.
Yeah,
but then again, you were thinking about your children and your grandchildren as well.
Yeah, I used to, as I say, on the advert, I used to watch them from outside, you know, and I'd be smoking and just one after the other, and I think, well, this is, I've had enough, and this is it. you know, just watching my young ones there, I'm thinking, when I was that age, you know, I used to watch my old man and that, and he'd be outside, and yeah, and I'm thinking, ah, I'd rather be inside with him. Yeah.
And you started smoking at the age of 14.
Yeah.
And how did you get introduced to that?
Yeah, I was like in the little country town home in Dumbleyung, and wasn't many friends there, and got with this one boy that was in my class, and me and him, we used to play footy and that, and we'd go behind the pub. Yeah, and he'd be there waiting for his old man, and I'd like live locally, and I'd be in town, and he'd me and him as mates, so he'd pull out a pack of cigarettes and we'd be behind the pub there smoking away.
Yeah. A lot of like kids, and at your, you know, when you go through that particular thing at school, there was a, you know, there was people were smoking at school at that particular time.
Yeah, peer pressure too. So yeah. A lot of that.
How did you deal with that peer pressure?
Yeah, well, I just went along with it. You know, I never know any better, and I just smoked, and then like as I got older, you know, I realised that, you know, if I want to help myself, well, I've got to stop listening to everyone else and doing it for myself and for my family.
The peer pressure is a difficult thing in every situation. Usually, I often think about, you know, people going to hotels, and there's places where people smoke outside, and going to just out of the community here. You know, when you see people, you know, have cigarettes, and others will gather around and they'll sit down and smoke. And culturally, us people, is our culture is basically is on community and that togetherness.
Yeah.
And fortunately, the addictions come in.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then when you go out of that group, you know, you people sort of question that as the Aboriginal people.
Yeah. Well,
that would have been a pressure.
It is. It's a big hurdle that a lot of us don't get out of. You know, sort of we stay in that little circle because there's smokers there, or there's someone doing this and doing that, and you want to be part of that. But just to realise, you know, that you really don't need to do what everyone else is doing.
Yeah,
and you can get out of that circle and live life and have a fulfilling life.
Yeah, and Sarah, the ads not only being played here in our particular, it's also played right across Australia, right?
Yeah, actually, so the original ad that Graham helped us out with, called From Every Quitter, which was on air last year, has been aired in 3 or 4 other states in Australia as well. So we're really stoked that other people see the value in the ad, and it's been reached by, a whole heap more people around Australia.
Yeah. Don't go away. You're listening to Health Matters right here. And, of course, the topic is making smoking history. And got two lovely people in the studios here to talk to us about that. One is the campaign, which is making smoking history. And Graham is sharing his story. And Sarah Beasley, you're the coordinator of Making Smoking History. So we'll go to a break and we'll come back. You're listening to Health Matters, heard right across Australia. You're listening to 100.9 FM Perth. That's a good day to you. And don't forget, you also have Health Matters. And Making Smoking History campaign coordinator is with us, Sarah Beasley. And of course, Graham, who's talking about his experience when it comes to smoking. And the ad has done amazing things within the community. It's made with what you're telling me, Graham. Tell us about a story, how a lady was smoking and she just quit.
Yeah, as I was saying, I used to go to the shop all the time, and this lady was, I used to see her always outside there smoking and puffing away, and then she'd run back in on her smoke, go back to work. Yeah, and after a while, she must have been just a regular thing. And anyway, one day I went back into the shop and she walked up and she said, "Oh, you," she said. Yeah. And I said, "What?" She said, "You're the reason why I chucked away smoking."
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, me and her had a little bit of a chin wag. And then I said, "Oh, well, you got more money in your bag now," so
And of course, you're getting that instant response. What does that make you feel?
Yeah, as I say, it's really all positive. I haven't had any negative feedback, all positive stuff, and yeah, and you know, if I can get it, like, you know, sort of, I'm over 50 years of age now, and if I can get that sort of response, you know, a lot of people can, you know, and yeah, yes, you can get that from anyone, you know, and but you get it more from ones that are around you and see you all the time as your family, and that's what it's all about.
And of course, that original motivation. Yeah. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I'll say with my children, you know, sort of. Yeah, I used to walk in after a cigarette and you'd have smoke smell on your fingers and all through your clothing. Yeah, yeah. And the kids used to say, "Oh, Dad, when are you going to give that up?" You know.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they were a catalyst as well.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
And then, of course, you're thinking about, you know, you want to live life to your fullest.
Yeah. Yeah. That's. As I say, I can't put it into words how much better I feel. You know, I feel as good as when I was in 20. Yeah, just in my body wise and my breathing and things that I could do back then and I could still do now since I've chucked away smoking.
Sarah, would you sort of envisaged what the ad would have done?
Well,
did you think about it?
We did hope that we would have a positive response because we did research a bit before we put the ad to air and it seemed like it would resonate with people in the community. But it's really, I just love hearing stories from Graham and some of the other cast about people who stopped them in the street and said, you know, you're the reason I quit, or it's like, how did you do it, or give me tips and all that sort of thing. It's really, really awesome.
Yeah, and throughout Australia as well. I mean, it's going through on the networks, the Aboriginal Net Radio networks as well. And you hope to achieve that result right across Australia.
Yeah. We're always looking for more people to share their stories as well. So if anyone's listening and they think, oh, I've got a quit story or I've got some more tips, please send us an email, makesmakinghistory.org.au, it's a website, because we can put them out on Facebook, put them out on the blog, you know, try and share the stories as much as we can, because when you hear that someone else has done it, just, you know, the average person out in the community can think, well, if they did it, I can do it too. So it's really powerful.
Yeah, okay, Sarah. Now let's go back to the website so we can let people know some of the website and some phone numbers as well. We can go through those phone numbers. When it comes to quitting, and they could be anywhere in Australia.
Yeah, that's right. So people can call the quit line 1378 48 or 13 quit. If they don't want to talk to someone face to face, a really good thing you could do is download the My Quit Buddy app. It's a free app, and that tells you all the benefits that you're getting each day that you're not smoking, financial and health benefits. It tells you ways to get around your cravings, gives you games to play when you're just like itching for a cigarette. And it's also got a forum where you can chat to other people who are doing the same thing. So that's a really good option as well.
And of course, Graham, you can tell our audience the amazing benefits within a short period of time. You know, when you've just quit and your breathing came back, you started to do quite a lot of other things with your grandchildren and children.
Yeah, it's so many benefits. It's so beneficial for, like, it's for the young and for the old. You know, it's sort of, you can, it's never too late to quit and get your life back on track, because the benefits are there if you just take that step. And, you benefit in a lot of ways with saving money for food, money for fuel, so you can go for rides. It's just so many things.
And of course, did you get any, any assistance, within your community? Did anyone come up and say, well done, it's incredible what you've done within your own family?
Yeah, there's a lot of positiveness from family too. It's on Facebook and get comments there that, yeah, they like the head, and yeah, I've got like cousins and that's pretty proud of me, and I'm proud of, yeah, so if I can help somebody else, I'd be even better, more prouder, yeah.
Well, you're going to help some people out here in our community and right across Australia, but right now we're doing that, which is an amazing thing.
Oh, thanks, Jeremy.
Yeah. And Sarah, the advertisement, is it running continuously now for that time?
It's running until the 5th of May.
Yep,
so you can catch it on TV, online, radio, just a little bit of outdoor petrol stations and things. So, yeah, well, hopefully a lot of people have seen it. If they haven't seen it, they can go to our YouTube channel as well, Make Smoking History WA, and have a look at all the ads, because Graham actually filmed a longer piece of footage for us. So the ad is 30 seconds of an interview that he did for us. It goes for about 2.5 minutes. So you can see the whole thing on our YouTube channel as well.
Then, Graham, you're the star of the show, and of course, did you ever envisage that you're going to do this?
No, I didn't. Yeah, I didn't know where it was going to lead me to, but yeah, where I'm going is all positiveness. So yeah, I'm just running with it, and yeah, and if I can help, as I say, I just forever want to help people, and if I can help them, it's all the better.
Yeah. Sarah, those contact numbers. You got Quitline?
Yep, got Quitline. I guess the other email is best for us, or on Facebook, Mate Swinging History WA.
Okay.
But the other thing people can do is if they are a bit further down the track and they have had a cancer diagnosis, for example, and they want some more support,
yeah.
13 11 20 is the Cancer Council WA number, and they can talk to cancer nurses and get some extra support. And there's a whole heap of ways that support could take place, whether it's financial or if it's to do with a health program, but just if anyone is sort of already down to the point where they need some health advice, they can definitely do that as well.
And the Facebook account?
Yeah, Mate Smoking History WA is our Facebook account.
Okay.
Please like us.
Okay, that's a good idea. Let's do that. And and of course, they'll have a number of sort of healthy tips and that people have gone through this situation.
That's right, yeah. We try and share stuff from people who follow the page, and we have sort of motivational tips, any news articles that come through. Often they, you know, now this also causes, smoking also causes this, but hopefully it motivates people just to see that, and tips and ways they could quit that they hadn't thought of before.
And you've mentioned that there's a liaison, like an Aboriginal liaison team that's available online too.
Yeah, well, on the phone. Primarily, if you call up the Quitline, you can request an Aboriginal Quit Specialist to talk to you or give you a call back. But you can also chat online to, that could be an Aboriginal person, could be someone, anyone really, anyone at the Quitline online, if you prefer to just do it through sort of a messenger style, get some tips that way.
And no doubt they would be able to assist you if, you know, once you go into the Quitline and people, you know, they help you out. You can also have buddies and friends, and family and friends can give assistance as well.
Yeah, for sure. It's important to tell people when you decide to quit, because like Graham was saying, you know, then people can help by sort of not hanging around you and smoking and not offering you a cigarette, because that can be very hard to say no to when it's what you usually do with your friends all the time. So it's about breaking that habit and letting people know that that's what you're trying to do.
And having a mental attitude, isn't it, Graham? It's this mental attitude of saying, okay, this is what I want, and you put it out there as a goal.
Yes.
No doubt.
Yes.
You know, that's one of the good things.
Yes. Being strong. Like, as Aboriginal men, we like to be strong in the mind. And, yes, by just all benefits. I just can't say it enough.
There's so much to mention, isn't it, when you think of it? I mean, you know, you're looking at costing, you look at time. How much time you could bring back.
Oh, true.
You know what I mean? Going out there for, sometimes some people go out for about 10, 15 to 20 minutes or even an hour.
Yeah, that's where they do most of their smoking, outside, because, and there's the next minute they look, the packet's empty, and then all the time's gone out there, you know, it's this time you can't get back, and all that time you could have been inside and, you know, helping the kids with homework or doing things like that, you know, that's beneficial for not only for them, but for yourself, but for your children in the future, just by having that time with them.
And the addiction is so sort of entrenched in everybody. And what happens is that they're asking someone for a smoke. You know what I mean? And then, beyond your dignity.
Yeah, that's right. There's a couple of, like when I'm down south there, they'll come up and ask you, you got any yummeries? And all that, you know, our figure of speech here. Yeah, and yeah, so good not to hear it. And yeah, I think sort of. Yeah, everyone knows now that you don't smoke, and
It's lovely to talk to you both anyway, because it's a very positive campaign, and from what I'm getting, and speaking to you, Graham, it's lovely to come in. You're coming into the studio.
Not a problem, Jeremy. Thanks very much.
And of course, Sarah Beasley, the campaign manager, is that right? You're a campaign person?
Yeah. Manage the campaign.
Campaign. And it's lovely talking to you regarding this particular campaign and, Making Smoking History campaign.
Thanks so much, Jeremy.
It's pretty important. Just see if we can fill in some of the details when it comes to people to get in contact with you or Graham in particular. You're available?
Yes, all good.
You'll be on the ad many times as well.
People just can get in touch with us through, like I said, either the website, makeswinginghistory.org.au, or our Facebook page is makeswinginghistoryWA. We're always keen to chat to people, whether they just need some advice or if they want to share a story with us to share with the general public. Very happy to hear it. Yeah.
Lovely to have you on the program right here on Noongar Radio. This program was Health Matters right here on Noongar Radio, and this is heard right across Australia.